Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Round two, name that tune, bands that broke up. So far, Steve has three. Hot Wings has one. I have one. Maitland and Tommy only like bands that stay together.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes, we love teamwork.
And we continue on with Tune and Clue number six. In this song, the bandmates were sitting at the something something. This is not, whatever. It does. Tune and Clue number seven.
Okay, cool. All right. Oh,
whatever.
Numbers don't matter.
So far, all right. So they were sitting at a sounds, something, whatever.
Something
this
whatever.
Sounds like the lyrics to a B-52 song so far.
Whatever.
They're
whatever.
Still together. They're not on this list.
I know.
Yeah, shut up. All right. Tune and Clue this number. In this song, one of the bandmates was sitting on a bus shelf at a bus station waiting for another bandmate to meet him on the street. This song is named after. It's a street near their houses, and while sitting there, the bandmate jotted down the things he saw, including a barber shop.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
The Beatles, Penny Lane.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to have known. And all the people that come and go stop and say hello.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I mean,
they had a chicken like, sing that part.
A chicken sing that part? It's an orchestra.
I thought they did it a cappella.
I've always liked that band. They remind me of the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, very similar.
They didn't break up, though. I don't understand.
I don't either. That's weird.
Yeah.
All right, here's the next one. I don't remember numbers or how they go, so it's another tune brought to you by me and this clue. This song plays at the end of the movie The Butterfly Effect when Ashton Kutcher and Amy Smart pass in the crowded city streets. It adds to the chilling ending to the movie. Here is your tune. Number next.
Is it Oasis? Don't Look Back in Anger?
No.
You've got the right band.
Yeah.
The wrong song.
We'd have gotten that, Tommy.
I know. I just wanted to guess something.
Maitland.
Oasis, All of the Stars?
No.
Steve. Fade Away. Oasis.
No.
Oasis, crying your heart out. Stop crying your heart out. I was like, is this one where they drop a word and then, oh.
All right.
Who knew their tour would be like the feel-good events of the summer?
I know.
Everybody who goes is like, it was so good.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right, we continue along with Tune and Clue number eight because now I remember how numbers go. This song deals with the U.S. military and their aggressive tactics. It mentions how the arms industry encourages war to get military contracts with lines like weapons, not food, not homes, not shoes, not need, just feed the war, the cannibal animal. And what we don't know keeps the contracts alive and moving. Mm-hmm. Here is your tune number 8.
Steve.
Free beer.
Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name of.
No, Steve. And this is the edited version in case anybody's worried.
I was.
Caitlin.
Life in
Stop
the fast lane.
Crying your heart out.
Hot wings.
Caitlin, go. Rage Against the Machine, Guerrilla Radio.
No. Hot wings.
Rage Against the Machine, Bulls on Parade.
Yes. And I'm just going to go ahead and fast forward it to the part we know.
I love how Rage stays out of politics.
Yeah, the machine is a dishwasher.
Yeah. Probably a copier. Yeah. Is there any machine that makes you more mad than a copier?
No.
Give me all the rage.
All right, we continue on with tuning clue number 9. Also super not political. This song was inspired by the Vietnam War, which was raging in 1970. Free beer.
CCR, Fortunate Son.
No. In 1970, when this band included this song on their second album, the band's bass player, who was also their lyricist, said Britain was on the verge of being brought into the Vietnam War. There were protests in the street and all kinds of anti-Vietnam things going on, and war felt like the real Satanism. Politicians are the real Satanists. That's what I was trying to say with this song.
Dang.
Here's your tune and clue. Number 9.
Beer.
Oh,
Steve.
Tommy.
Oh, Hot Wings, I think.
Black Sabbath, War Pigs.
That's right.
I gotta stop saying oh every time.
That would be. That does take your time.
Generals gathered in the masses. He can't see without his glasses. Evil minds that plot destruction. Sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning.
Was this one of the ones that they played at the concert, the last concert?
I thought so.
I think so.
With Youngblood?
I don't imagine they did. Poisoning
their brain. What a great song. Right. Hotwings has 4. Steve has 3 after getting the first 3. He's now seen 5 go to the wayside. 2 for me, Mate and Tommy.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Having a good time.
Yeah.
Oh. You guys are popping buttons over there or whatever.
Yeah. Pop them. Popping their own real quietly. Yeah.
Popping them.
That's why Tommy keeps saying, oh!
All right, tune in clue number 10. This band's lead singer attributes the first lines to this song. Talk about things that nobody cares, wearing out things that nobody wears.
Steve.
To his bandmate's girlfriend, Steve.
Premier.
Aerosmith. Sweet Emotion.
Hot Wings. Sweet. Great song. Steve's got 4. Hot Wings has 4. I have 2.
And we continue on with tune and clue number 11. One of the lyrics from this song became part of this band's lore. The line, "The hammer of the gods will drive our ships to new lands," got many of their fans referring to their sound as the hammer of the gods. Here is your tune number 11.
Free beer. Hot Wings.
Free beer.
Steve, Steve, Steve,
Steve. Black Dog, Led Zeppelin. It's wrong.
No, Steven.
Immigrant Song, Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
I now always associate this with Thor.
I know, right?
Yeah, me too.
Where she's like destroying his world, right? Or whatever.
He's flying through the screen. That's better because before I used to associate it with the girl with the dragon tattoo when it turned into a movie. And that's a lot of violent things.
I always associate it with Shrek the Third.
Oh, I associate it with School of Rock. That's so funny.
Sounds like they like the soundtracks.
Yeah.
They do a lot of licensing.
Zeppelin is not afraid to sell themselves. Yeah.
What a great song, though. That driving rhythm at the beginning. Yep. I'm going to fade it so we can get a couple more in.
All right. Yeah, we got two more left. Tune and clue number 12. In this song, the singer wants to know if he has to tell the story of the 1,000 rainy days since he first met his magical lover. He said, it's a big enough umbrella, but it's always him that ends up getting wet.
Oh, damn it, man.
I know.
Here is your tune number 12.
Oh, Tommy.
Tommy.
Hot Wings. That was me. It was me.
Whoa.
I waited for you to look down. I wanted to see if I could trick you.
Whoa. I thought that was worked. Tommy for sure.
Oh, yeah. The large silence I thought was just understood giggling.
I was
and
like,
then I realized.
Tommy laughing at me.
She was staring at me.
Say something. Say something, flat face.
Oh, come on, man. Still looking at that dog.
Every little thing she does by the police.
Yes.
Oh, I'm learning that more bands broke up than I thought they did.
Hot Wings and Steve tied with 5 as we go to the last song. We're going to get to that immediately.
Okay, cool. Tune and clue number 13. This song challenges anti-immigration sentiments in the U.S. and uses the Northern English phrase meaning what the heck as its title. Here's your final tune and your final clue. Maitland.
White Stripes, Vicky Thumb.
Yes!
Oh,
man.
That one was worth 6. Congratulations, you're a champion.
Oh, wow. Sitting drunk on a wagon to Mexico.
What a chump, man. My head got a bum when I hit it on the radio. Right now, there are people like, this is a Backwoods song.
Yeah. I love this song. Give me a drink of water. I'm going to sing around the collar and I don't need a
microphone. Oh, this is a Backwoods song.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.